From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I am Gimal Sabingo. National pundits are saying the U.S. Senate race between Democrat Jason Kander and Republican Roy Blunt is a toss-up. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, that designation shouldn't be that surprising.
When Jason Kander announced he was running, those who handicap elections saw Roy Blunt cruising to a second term. They cited Missouri's tendency to back GOP presidential candidates and Blunt's big win in 2010. But Democrats have routinely won Missouri statewide offices, especially when turnout goes up in presidential years. And Kander says people shouldn't be shocked he's keeping the race close.
So I've known all along that as we had the opportunity to get around the state and talk to more people and get our message out, then the race was going to get really close and then we were going to take the lead, and that's exactly what's happened.
Kander also benefited from national Democratic groups investing lots of money into defeating Blunt. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The campaign for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is sending $500,000 into Missouri to aid U.S. Senate hopeful Jason Kander and gubernatorial nominee Chris Koster. Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook says her campaign is assisting Koster and Kander, even though she acknowledges that Republican Donald Trump is expected to carry the state. The money is to be spent on radio ads, campaign flyers, and digital advertising. Mook said Clinton's aim is to elect senators and governors who will support her proposals, including a plan to spend money to repair the nation's infrastructure, which includes roads and bridges. Missouri State Representative Stacy Newman, a Democrat from St. Louis County, is launching a coalition to prevent the shooting deaths of children who find loaded weapons in their home. The Children's Firearms Safety Alliance will work with Washington University in St. Louis to build a database tracking accidental shootings nationwide. Newman says she plans to reintroduce a bill during the next legislative session that would hold a gun owner criminally liable if an unsecured gun led to the injury or death of a child. Farmers in the Missouri Bootheel continue to report complications from the illegal spraying of an outdated version of dicamba herbicide. Investigators from the Missouri Department of Agriculture have been looking into the complaints over the last few months. More than 124 farmers and landowners have submitted complaints. The illegal spraying of dicamba caused crop damage to some farmers' peaches, corn, and other crops due to spray drift. State Representative Craig Redman, a Republican from Canton, chairs the House Agriculture Appropriations Committee. He says once Missouri Department of Agriculture investigators conclude their work, farmers will be able to file lawsuits against those who use the herbicide. A proposed bill by State Representative Don Roan, a Republican from Portageville, could increase the fine for a contaminated field from $1,000 to $10,000. I'm Gimal Sabingo, KBIA News, Columbia.